Various board members have long complained the union isn't serious about getting a new contract since state law preserves most benefits, even without a pact. There hasn't been a contract in almost 12 years, and wages were mostly frozen for many of the years since. That has cost teachers a lot of money and cut future pensions. The board proposal carries a substantial wage increase, but calls for major changes in work rules. Board member Carl Palladino says it should, but he wants more.
I'd be a lot more stringent than that proposal is. As to the work rules and regulations portion of it, I think they're vital. Those are vital things. Okay, we have to have the ability to manage a school district, and right now we don't have it. That was given away over the years by other boards, okay, for no good reason.
Palladino particularly objects to rules governing how many years a teacher might be off work after being assaulted on the job. He wants tougher regulation, since some teachers have been off for more than 5 years. Kevin Gibson is a teacher, current BTF treasurer, and a past candidate for union president. Gibson says the union is bargaining hard and should.
There are some very beneficial things that are in there. I think everybody is looking for upward mobility in the salary schedule. I think that the benefits are very important. But I think that reducing the assault from 5 years to 2 years under their proposal, I think that that's ridiculous. So I really am happy that the union is holding their ground on that.
BTF President Phil Rumore says it's a bad deal. Since the pay hike isn't retroactive, health insurance will cost more for less, and the proposal includes longer school days and longer school years. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.